Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Love Sex Again, A Gynecologist Finally Fixes the Issues That Are Sabotaging Your Sex Life, is a nonfiction health guide by gynecologist Lauren Stryker. Written for adult women, it focuses on the physical and medical causes that can reduce desire, make sex uncomfortable, or interfere with satisfaction. Rather than treating low libido as a vague emotional problem, the book presents sexual difficulties as issues that can often be identified, explained, and addressed with the right medical understanding. Its scope includes vaginal dryness, pain during sex, hormonal shifts, medication side effects, and the sexual changes that can appear after menopause. The book is designed to help readers recognize what is happening in their bodies and communicate more effectively with healthcare providers. In that sense, it is both a practical guide and an advocacy resource, aiming to replace confusion and resignation with clearer diagnosis and more informed treatment choices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a medical framework for understanding low desire and sexual dissatisfaction. The book stands out because it treats diminished libido and unsatisfying sex as medical concerns that deserve careful evaluation, rather than silence or embarrassment. Stryker organizes the subject around diagnosis, what is actually causing the problem, where the symptoms are coming from, and which factors are potentially reversible. This approach matters because many women are told, directly or indirectly, that reduced sexual interest is simply part of aging or a relationship issue with no clear clinical path. Love Sex Again resists that simplification. It encourages readers to look at sexual health in the same way they would approach other persistent health problems, with attention to symptoms, bodily changes, and possible triggers. That perspective makes the book more useful than general advice books because it gives readers a method for narrowing down the source of difficulty. The result is a more practical understanding of sexual dissatisfaction, one rooted in physiology, not just self-help language. Secondly, vaginal dryness and pain are treated as solvable physical problems. A major theme of the book is that pain and dryness during sex are not conditions women should be expected to endure. Stryker addresses these issues as common but often under-discussed medical problems that can affect both comfort and desire. This is important because pain frequently creates a cycle discomfort, leads to avoidance. Avoidance reduces sexual confidence, and reduced confidence further lowers interest. By naming dryness and pain as specific physical issues, the book shifts the conversation away from shame and toward treatment. It also reflects a broader point in the book, which is that sexual satisfaction depends on bodily comfort, not just emotional readiness. The focus on vulvovaginal symptoms makes the guide especially relevant for women experiencing changes related to hormones, menopause, or medication use. Rather than presenting generic intimacy advice, the book emphasizes practical recognition of symptoms and the need to address the underlying tissue or hormonal changes that may be driving them. Thirdly, hormonal change. Menopause and aging are examined without fatalism. The book gives substantial attention to the sexual effects of hormonal change, especially during and after menopause. Stryker argues, in effect, that menopause does not have to mean the end of satisfying sex, but it often does require a different medical conversation. That is a useful distinction because many women are left with the impression that declining estrogen or other age-related changes are simply inevitable losses. Love Sex Again challenges that resignation by explaining how hormonal shifts can influence arousal, lubrication, comfort, and overall sexual experience. The value of this section lies in reframing aging as a physiological transition that can be managed, not a final decline that must be accepted passively. The book is not promising a universal solution, but it does insist that women deserve a thorough evaluation and individualized options. This makes it especially relevant for readers who have found standard advice too vague or dismissive when they ask why sex has become harder or less satisfying later in life. Fourthly, medication effects are part of sexual health, not a separate issue. Another important contribution of the book is its attention to medication side effects. Sexual difficulties are often discussed as if they arise independently from the rest of a person's medical life, but Stryker highlights how prescriptions can alter desire, lubrication, comfort, and response. This is a meaningful point because many women may not connect a new or worsening sexual problem with a drug they take for another condition. The book encourages a more integrated view of health in which sexual functioning is considered part of overall medical care. That perspective can help readers ask better questions about whether a medication is contributing to the problem and whether alternatives or adjustments should be discussed with a clinician. The strength of this topic is that it broadens the search for causes beyond the bedroom and beyond psychology. Instead of assuming the issue is personal failure or relationship strain, the book shows that the body's response to treatment can materially affect sex, and that recognizing this connection is often the first step toward improvement. Lastly, empowerment through vocabulary, self-advocacy, and better communication with doctors, Love Sex Again is not only about bodily symptoms. It is also about giving women the language and confidence to discuss them. Stryker emphasizes vocabulary because many sexual health problems remain untreated, simply because people do not know how to describe them clearly. The book therefore functions as a communication tool as much as a medical guide. That matters in clinical settings, where vague complaints can lead to vague advice. By helping readers distinguish between desire, arousal, lubrication, pain, and hormonal change, the book makes it easier to have a focused conversation with a gynecologist or other provider. This practical communication emphasis is one of the book's strongest features because it turns knowledge into action. It also reflects a larger advocacy message: women should not accept sexual difficulty as unavoidable or too awkward to address. Instead, they are encouraged to seek evaluation, ask specific questions, and insist that sexual health be treated as a legitimate part of healthcare rather than a side issue. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adult women who are dealing with low libido, vaginal dryness, pain during sex, menopausal changes, or medication-related sexual side effects, as well as for readers who want a clearer medical understanding of female sexual health. It is also useful for people who support partners or patients facing these concerns, because it explains the problems in language that is accessible but medically grounded. Its main benefit is diagnostic clarity. It helps readers move from vague frustration to a more specific understanding of what may be happening physically. The book can also reduce shame by showing that these issues are common, explainable, and often worth discussing with a clinician. Compared with many books in the self-help or intimacy category, it is more clinically oriented and more focused on bodily causes than on general relationship advice. That is what makes it stand out. Rather than treating sex problems as an abstract emotional mystery, it gives readers a concrete framework for recognizing symptoms, asking better questions, and pursuing treatment with greater confidence. If you would like to support Lauren Stryker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.